If it involves technology and venture capital, all the better. I've spoken to such groups on many occasions and am surprised at how difficult and discomforting it is for them, mainly those from the developing world, to open their minds to a new conversation and particularly to a new historical perspective. What they find most difficult is the challenge posed to them about how they are the victim of westernization, yet perpetuated without trying to take the best from both worlds. It is often emotionally difficult for them to process, yet they are meant to be the next generation of leaders where so much hope is placed. They openly express support for sustainability and other such causes and say they seek change. But the change they seek is skin deep, as they're unwilling to accept the core challenge in the sustainability crisis that Asia and the rest of the developing world will need to take a very different path than the West and must reject the West's unsustainable economic and political systems. This book is for them, too. Finally, this book is for those who are working on these issues but feel that current approaches are weak and do not relate to the conditions and realities they experience. They've been searching for something new, a different narrative that speaks to their appreciation of the issues and realities.